The plight of suicide in Northern Ireland was highlighted in the House of Commons yesterday. Figures were revealed by the DUP showing a 100% increase in the amount of people taking their own lives here in less than 15 years. Shocking statistics, really shocking. And as I said, we've got an eye, and this programme will certainly devote time and effort to it. Why is suicide in Northern Ireland so high? Are we paying the price for decades of violence during the Troubles? Is there any type of link? Well, the DUP MP, Geoffrey Donaldson, with us today. Morning to you, Geoffrey.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What do you think's going on here?
Well, Stephen, I think there are a range of factors involved here, but there is very strong evidence to suggest that the reason why Northern Ireland has the highest levels of suicide rates across the UK is linked to trauma associated with the Troubles. There was an international study undertaken of regions and countries that had been involved in conflict. And that study by academics from Northern Ireland found that, in fact, Northern Ireland has the highest rate of trauma-related illness of any post-conflict region in the world. And that includes places like Lebanon. So I think that is undoubtedly one of the factors that is behind the higher level of suicide rates here than in other regions. Of course, there are other factors as well. The current recession, the economic downturn, is undoubtedly having its impact. But of course, that applies elsewhere and not just here. So there are a range of factors that we believe are contributing towards this dreadful legacy of people finding themselves in a situation where they take their own lives, and that includes many young people.
There are around 300 people who take their lives in Northern Ireland every year. About 300 lives lost. And, you know, Geoffrey, it's about getting these people not just the resource, but it's about saying to them that they will be helped if they ask for help. And we as a society in Northern Ireland need to make sure that the help is there for them.
Well, I think that's absolutely right, Stephen. And I know that my colleague Edmund, as Health Minister, is very, very exercised about this issue. And it is for him a priority, and he has made that absolutely clear. I know the Department of Health are looking at ways in which more funding can be directed towards those who provide the kind of support that you've talked about. Recently, I visited a voluntary group in my own constituency, a group called Horizons, who offer support to those who have been through suicide, families who've lost a loved one as a result of suicide. You know, they're doing wonderful work, but could do with some extra resource to enable them to reach out to people in the community who maybe aren't coming forward. And it is difficult. And I know that, sadly, there's still this stigma associated with suicide and the problems that can lead to suicide. And as a society, we need to do more to reach out to those who are really struggling at the moment.
Sue Ramsey with us today as well from Sinn Féin. She's on the Health Committee, actually the Chair of the Health Committee. Hello to you, Sue.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning to you. Can you, well, it's really, really difficult, isn't it? And there will be a wide range of reasons why someone decides that that's it, that they're going to take their own life. And that's the problem. We don't actually know.
No, you're right. And it is. There is a number of reasons. Suicide, Stephen, currently kills more people in Ireland, north and south, than those who die in road traffic accidents. It is, the biggest killer, one of the biggest killers of our people. And I know Geoffrey had mentioned the stuff that happened in Westminster yesterday. This is one of the reasons, Stephen, when you get away from the politics of all this stuff, when you talk about social justice, this is one of the reasons why I think it's important that the British government step up and provide the peace dividend that they had been talking about a number of years ago. Because we do have a unique set of circumstances, and we need to ensure that we're in at an earlier level, we're in at ground level, to ensure that any of the difficulties that people have, then we can deal with it. And can I just stray off for 1 second, but it's linked in. I brought a motion to the Assembly on Monday calling for the minister to make it mandatory for GPs to do annual health checks. And one of the reasons was that we can get in earlier. We can be involved in earlier intervention and prevention of need be, and that includes the whole issue of mental health.
Yeah. You see, there is so much that we could talk about this today, and I know, Geoffrey and Sue, that you're both as aware of this as I am, but there's so many different reasons. And if you think about it, Geoffrey, you mentioned young people growing up in Northern Ireland. The sense for some of them that they have no hope is something that needs to be challenged, and that we can all, if any of us can have any influence in Northern Ireland, there's something that we can try to say to the younger generation, that there is a sense of hope and that they can live their lives as they want to in Northern Ireland. I guess the sense of community is important, Geoffrey. And also nobody in this society feeling isolated because of who they are. And that could be for a whole range of reasons that they feel isolated. And that's where politicians who are setting legislation and setting the tone in Northern Ireland have got a huge responsibility, I guess, Geoffrey. You know, no matter what someone's skin colour is, no matter what someone's sexuality is, no matter what someone's religion is, that they are told that they are as equal as anyone else.
Stephen, yes, politicians undoubtedly have a responsibility in all of these things, and that's one of the reasons why we, when we had an opportunity yesterday for a half-day debate in Parliament, selected this subject because we feel it is important and that politicians need to respond to what undoubtedly, is in our community a major issue affecting many families, communities, villages, towns and cities. And so we recognise that we have to step up to the mark here and tackle these issues, and not just the consequences of suicide, but also the causes as well. And one of them is bullying amongst young people, and especially what's called cyberbullying. And social media nowadays is so accessible to young people. And this is a point we raised in Parliament yesterday, that we need to look at the kind of safeguards that are required to protect young people who have access to computers and to social media and who do face bullying. And I know that you've had people on your programme in the past, even parents, very, very concerned about this kind of situation. And I've had cases in my own constituency, very alarming situations where young people are subjected to the most horrendous type of bullying, which has, left them absolutely devastated and feeling suicidal.
Here's Bill this morning. Morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Stephen, I attended two funerals there in the last lot of weeks, and both from East Belfast. It's being stated that last year there was 93 suicides in East Belfast alone. I think it's far too much.
It's astonishing, isn't it?
Yeah. I think there needs something to be done or something to be set up here. It seems to be when it happens elsewhere. As the minister said himself, it is a mental problem with a lot of people not getting enough help.
You lost a relative recently, Bill, is that right?
Yeah, brother-in-law and himself.
Any warning signs?
No. I think if it is, in both occasions, both people were in good mood, happy. And I've heard it said before that that's when they're happiest, because they know that getting out of this game, as such, it's been called the rat race. I just think, Stephen, that more needs to be done. Politicians need to look at what's happening here. Say 93 people in 1 year.
And you said
we went to the undertakers. They told us within 2 weeks in East Belfast, 4 people committed suicide in 2 weeks in East Belfast alone. Just, I think it's too much. If we look at the overall picture of Northern Ireland,
why East Belfast would be the next question from me.
I don't know. It just seems to be highlighted here. They had a seen Ivan Little and Van Morrison was backing it. They had a meeting there in the church in Elverbridge Road Friday week past. It's actually making awareness meeting, so it was, but I don't know what's come out of it, to tell you the truth. I haven't heard any more of it.
You said to me there just a matter of moments ago, Bill, it happened on both occasions. Have you lost two family members?
A friend, close family friend. Both are mutual as well. their family as well. But just, tell you the truth, it's like it's the old story of you start to ask yourself the question why. And that's maybe the annoying part of it all. Apart from the loss of someone, it's a case of you want to know why.
And do you think, obviously everybody listening to this programme today will want something to be done, but have you any idea what could be done?
As I say, Stephen, we went to the funeral, the first one, and the minister stated that it is a mental problem. And he's quite clear that everyone, you have to be in a dark, dark spot. The exact words were, you have to be in a dark part of your life to take your own life. And it has to be. There's no answer for it, that it is an illness. But if we have a look around, as people are being helped in every other illness, right? But it seems to be this is being overlooked. With 93 people in 1 year, Stephen.
Yeah.
I think it's just two. In one part of actually Belfast, one area of Belfast, East Belfast, with 93 people taking their own lives. And it happened to say, West Belfast, we've got it now, they've opened up a centre and people can go and get help. And I think that's maybe the way forward. A bit of funding instead of spending millions of pounds on other projects as such that people look at and then say, right, okay. But I think this is a real important one.
Bill, thank you.